except they had this beautiful Loretto brown bread for breakfast. It was an Irish recipe, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on the table, and ordinary white bread. And you couldn't believe it, but we quite despised that beautiful Loretto bread. I would give anything to have it now. It really was beautiful. We used to have quite a large afternoon tea, but I suppose after a day's activity, when you were kept busy playing or in class, or you were kept busy.
So what were your meals? You'd have breakfast?
You'd have breakfast, and then at morning tea time the boarders would, I forget where we had it, but we would have had something.
Mm-hmm.
And then the main meal was in the middle of the day, preceded by the Angelus. And then afternoon tea was 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And we did eat heaps of bread, butter and jam at that.
Yeah.
And the evening meal wasn't until 7 o'clock, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was more of a lighter supper.
Yes. And study was from 5 o'clock till 9. It was half an hour's recreation after the evening meal. And there were evening rosary and evening prayers before the evening meal. And when the weather was good, we would go out as a long crocodile in twos, walking round the ground saying the rosary. In winter time, I can't remember where we said it, I suppose it was the chapel. I was only ever there at weekends if I'd been kept in for not playing sport, so I can't tell you much about what weekends were like. But I do know that they used to have musical evenings in the Oak Parlour on Saturday evenings for the ball.